Chapter 27. All the Time in the World.
I do.
James Bond said the words at 10:30 in the morning of a crystal-clear New Year's Day in the British Consul General's drawing room. And he meant them. The Consul General had proved himself, as British consuls so often do, to be a man of efficiency and a man with a heart. It was a holiday for him, and, as he confessed, he should have been recovering from a New Year's Eve hangover. And he had shaved many days off the formal period of notice, but that, he explained, he had occasionally and improperly risked in his career if there were exceptional circumstances, such as the imminent death of either party.
"You both look healthy enough," he had said when they first visited him together. "But that's a nasty cut on your head, Commander Bond, and the Countess is perhaps looking a little pale, and I have taken the precaution of obtaining a special dispensation from the Foreign Secretary, which, I may say, to my surprise, was immediately forthcoming. So let's make it New Year's Day, and come to my home. My wife is hopelessly sentimental about these occasional jobs I have to do, and I know she'd love to meet you both."
The papers were signed, and Head of Station M, who had agreed to act as Bond's best man and who was secretly longing to write a sensational note to the head of his London section about all this, produced a handful of confetti and threw most of it over Marc Ange, who had turned up in a cylindre and a full suit of very French tails with, surprisingly, two rows of medals, of which the last, to Bond's astonishment, was the King's Medal for Foreign Resistance Fighters.
"I will tell you all about it one day, my dear James," he had said in answer to Bond's admiring inquiry. "It was tremendous fun. I had myself what the Americans call a ball, and..."
His voice sank to a whisper, and he put one finger along his brown, sensitive nose.
"I confess that I profited by the occasion to lay my hands on the secret funds of a certain section of the Abwehr. But, et cos odontone, my dear James, et cos odontone. Medals are so often just the badges of good luck. If I am a hero, it is for things for which no medals are awarded, and..."
He drew lines with his fingers across his chest.
"There is hardly room on the breast of this frack, which, by the way, is by courtesy of the excellent Galerie Barbet in Marseille, for all that I am due under that heading."
The farewells were said, and Bond submitted himself, he swore for the last time, to Marc Ange's embraces, and they went down the steps to the waiting Lancia. Someone, Bond suspected the consul's wife, had tied white ribbons from the corners of the windscreen to the grill of the radiator, and there was a small group of bystanders, passers-by, who had stopped, as they do all over the world, to see who it was, what they looked like.